Isaiah chapter 14. But the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and will again choose Israel, and will set them in their own land, and aliens will join them and attach themselves to the house of Jacob. And the nations will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess the nations as male and female slaves in the Lord's land. They will take captive those who were their captors, and rule over those who oppressed them. When the Lord has given you rest from your pain and turmoil, and the hard service with which you were made to serve, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has ceased! How his insolence has ceased! The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of rulers, that struck down the peoples in wrath with unceasing blows, that ruled the nations in anger with unrelenting persecution. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. The cypresses exult over you, the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since you were laid low, no one comes to cut us down. Sheol beneath is stirred up to meet you when you come. It rouses the shades to greet you. All who were leaders of the earth, it raises from their thrones all who were kings of the nations. All of them will speak and say to you, You too have become as weak as we. You have become like us. Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your harps, maggots are the bed beneath you, and worms are your covering. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn! How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low! You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly on the heights of Zaphon. I will ascend to the tops of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to Sheol, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and ponder over you. Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities, who would not let his prisoners go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb. But you are cast out, away from your grave, like loathsome carrion, clothed with the dead, those pierced by the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land, you have killed your people. May the descendants of evildoers never more be named. Prepare slaughter for his sons because of the guilt of their father. Let them never rise to possess the earth, or cover the face of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and will cut off from Babylon name and remnant, offspring and posterity, says the Lord. And I will make it a possession of the hedgehog, and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, As I have designed, so shall it be, and as I have planned, so shall it come to pass. I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains trample him under foot. His yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden from their shoulders. This is the plan that is planned concerning the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has planned, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died, this oracle came. Do not rejoice, all you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken, for from the root of the snake will come forth an adder, and its fruit will be a flying fiery serpent. The firstborn of the poor will graze, and the needy lie down in safety, but I will make your root die of famine, and your remnant I will kill. Wail, O gate, cry, O city, melt in fear, O Philistia, all of you, for smoke comes out of the north, and there is no straggler in its ranks. What will one answer the messengers of the nation? The Lord has founded Zion, and the needy among his people will find refuge in her. Isaiah chapter 15. An oracle concerning Moab. Because Ar is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Because Kir is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Dibon has gone up to the temple, to the high places to weep. Over Nebo and over Medeba, Moab wails. On every head is baldness, every beard is shorn. In the streets they bind on sackcloth. On the housetops and in the squares everyone wails and melts in tears. Heshbon and Eleale cry out. Their voices are heard as far as Jehaz. Therefore the loins of Moab quiver, his soul trembles. My heart cries out for Moab. His fugitives flee to Zoar, to Eglath-Shelishiah. For at the ascent of Luhith they go up weeping. On the road to Horonaim they raise a cry of destruction. The waters of Nimrim are a desolation. The grass is withered, the new growth fails, the verdure is no more. Therefore the abundance they have gained, and what they have laid up, they carry away over the wadi of the willows. For a cry has gone around the land of Moab. The wailing reaches to Eglaim. The wailing reaches to Bir Ilim. For the waters of Dibon are full of blood. Yet I will bring upon Dibon even more, a lion for those of Moab who escape, for the remnant of the land. Isaiah chapter 16. Send lambs to the ruler of the land, from Selah, by way of the desert, to the mount of daughter Zion. Like fluttering birds, like scattered nestlings, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice. Make your shade like night at the height of noon. Hide the outcasts, do not betray the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab settle among you. Be a refuge to them from the destroyer. When the oppressor is no more, and destruction has ceased, and marauders have vanished from the land, then a throne shall be established in steadfast love in the tent of David, and on it shall sit in faithfulness a ruler who seeks justice and is swift to do what is right. We have heard of the pride of Moab, how proud he is, of his arrogance, his pride and his insolence, his boasts are false. Therefore let Moab wail, let everyone wail for Moab, mourn, utterly stricken, for the raisin cakes of Kir Hareseth, for the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vines of Sibna, whose clusters once made drunk the lords of the nations, reached to Jazer and strayed to the desert, their shoots once spread abroad and crossed over the sea. Therefore I weep with the weeping of Jazer for the vines of Sibma. I drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Eleale, for the shout over your fruit harvest and your grain harvest has ceased. Joy and gladness are taken away from the fruitful field, and in the vineyards no songs are sung, no shouts are raised, no treader treads out wine in the presses. The vintage shout is hushed. Therefore my heart throbs like a harp for Moab, and my very soul for Kir Hereth. When Moab presents himself, when he wearies himself upon the high place, when he comes to his sanctuary to pray, he will not prevail. This was the word that the Lord spoke concerning Moab in the past. But now the Lord says, In 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt, in spite of all its great multitude, and those who survive will be very few and feeble.